running a red left turn arrow, leaving the seat up, reheating your fish leftovers in the office.
Our world is overflowing with savages.
Team PXY explore the fine line between acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery.
It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
It's going to be a hot one this weekend. And that is why David reached out to us on Instagram. You can always follow us there at 98PXY Rochester. This is what he wrote, Breeze. It's going to be hotter than hell this weekend, and I don't have AC at my place. Luckily, my best friend does. But when I asked her if I could crash, she told me no. When I asked her why, she said, I don't like to have people over. Can we say savage? I'm literally going to melt away this weekend, and she doesn't even care.
Wow, she sounds like a great friend.
So today's Savage or Sensible, knowing a friend doesn't have AC and not letting them crash at your place. If you want to jump in right now, start voting. Bunch of votes coming through already at 98pxy.com, or you can also, of course, text in the keyword vote, V-O-T-E, to 69822.
I'm going full-blown savage.
I mean, it's going full to be, blown. With the heat index, over 100.
Yeah.
This weekend, especially
they
tomorrow.
110?
I mean, in certain spots in the Rochester area, it could get up to 110 tomorrow. Yeah, it's going to be bad. And if anyone's listening without AC,
I'm scared.
I feel horrible for you.
I'm scared for you.
I was out at Eastview Mall yesterday for the sidewalk sale, and we had a couple of people come by. They're like, we're just coming to the mall, honestly, to get some AC.
Corey's out there, like, sweating. He's playing the wheel to, like, fan him off.
Yeah, seriously. I would certainly, in this instance, be more than willing to let a friend crash for a little bit. You have AC at your parents.
I know, but just in case I need a backup plan if something goes awry.
Is your mom and dad
going
to crash too? I mean, we only have so much space.
Yeah, I bring them.
That might be a reason more so.
You know, I feel like this strikes a chord with you, Corey, because of your excessive sweating problem.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, I know we're all being funny and dramatic, like, oh, we're all going to melt. But like, no, Corey would actually melt.
This is the kind of heat where you don't sweat because it's so hot, because it just evaporates immediately. But yeah, it's going to be very uncomfortable and downright dangerous. But needless to say, there are people who are saying it's sensible. This one, completely sensible. That guy should just go buy his own AC unit.
And another text on the text line. If they're really best friends, he should already know that she doesn't like having people over.
Okay.
Maybe possible. He thought he was the exception. I mean, I already asked Corey. He said I could come over. So that's a good sign.
Yeah, sure. It's fine.
If my AC breaks you need to have a backup plan. Because it's,
right,
like, it's
sure.
life or death, truly.
Well, again, we're going to get into that with the heat index. Like, could be 110 in some places. Here is an interesting angle that someone has who's trying to say that this is sensible. Saying it'd be different if she invited him, but he invited himself. Now, is that a problem?
So, I've had this happen to me. Not for...
You don't invite yourself. You just show up.
No, I'm saying people come to my house, not for the AC, but for the pool.
Yes. Okay, yeah.
And I'll come home, and it'll just be a community-wide
party. They're just there. You'd no clue.
And I'm like, Mom? And she's like, yeah, I don't know. It's fine. Like, are these little kids peeing in the pool? We just aren't sure. But, you know, it's a true test of friendship when things like this hit the weather. Heat waves.
Apparently.
Can you test the friendship? Who knows?
I guess. And maybe David and this girl aren't as close friends as possible.
I know.
Someone,
I don't think they are.
Someone texted, is he hot? He can come to my house. Okay, well, maybe we'll find David an alternate spot to go to.
David's in the friend zone, and he called this girl his best friend. And let's be honest, he barely knows her. So.
Also to the texter that said, all crashing in Corey's AC this weekend, just threw my unit out the window so we can make it happen. You might want to go put that back together. All right, we're not having a giant party. A lot of people are saying savage, but let's get to the poll on this one and see where it lands for today's Savage or Sensible. Again, thank you to everyone that did vote for this one. Yeah, it's real close.
Where is it, Core?
Real close. All right, according to you, up at 98pxy.com, Savage or Sensible, knowing a friend doesn't have AC and not letting them crash at your place. 63% of the people voting say
savagery.
That is too close for comfort.
It is.
Especially in a life or death situation.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, let's just not get crazy. He's not going to die. He's just probably not going to sleep very well.
You're going to melt.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the savage scale.
More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.